Zok the Hilige Mishnah weiter, even though it's not really Mishnah, it's what we call it Mishnah. Perik Vav Mishnah Dalid Masechtis Avais. The Beraisa teaches us Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is the way of studying Torah. Pas Bamelech Teichel. Even though all you have is bread and salt, you don't have bread and tuna, you don't have jam, you don't have peanut butter, just bread and salt. Umayim Bamasura Tishta, and you drink measured amounts of water. He has to measure how much water he has because he doesn't have that much to spare. Vala Aretz Tisha. And this person is so poor, he sleeps on the floor. He has no blankets. He has no pillow. He has no bed. And basically, he's living a difficult life, a life of hardship. But it's not an excuse. You have to work hard to learn Torah. It doesn't mean that in order to learn Torah, you have to be poor. Chas v'shalom. But it means even if a person is forced to live this way, it shouldn't prevent him from learning Torah. As Isaac Rashi, even if you have all these difficult circumstances, but you still keep working hard in Torah, if you do that, how lucky are you? How good is it for you? Double lashon, ashrecha and v'tayvlach. Ashrecha b'yolam hazeh, you are fortunate on this world. V'tayvlach li'olam haba, and it's good for you in the world to come. I don't understand, it's good for you on this world? All he has is bread and salt, a little amount of water, sleeps on the floor, and it's good for him on this world? Yeah, like that story I told you so many times. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, came to visit this rich man who lived in a big apartment all the way on the top. Looked around, you saw the view of oceans, white plush carpet. You had this crystal desk or something, I don't know how to describe it even. And Rabbi Aaron looked at him, he saw a sad face, he said, where's your Olam HaZeh? The one who came with Rabbi Aaron to collect money wasn't so happy. You don't want to give musa to the person you're trying to collect money from. Yeah, you try to chanf him. Oh, it's so beautiful, it's so gorgeous. Ah, oh, wow, what a breathtaking view. And not Rabbi Aaron. Rabbi Aaron was an ish emes. So this rich man, you know, maybe he put down his cigar that he was smoking, which could have been a $50 cigar. And he said to him, Rabbi, I don't understand. You want to ask me where my Olam HaZeh is? That's a good question. Where my Olam HaZeh is? Look around you. Rabbi Aaron said, when you learn Torah, you have such a simchas achayim. You're so happy with your life. Are you happy with your life? And the man had to admit, and never mind his Olam Haba, but even his Olam HaZeh, he's not really happy. Money doesn't make you happy. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Al tevakesh gedula li'atzmecha. Don't look for power for yourself. Al tachmid kavi. Don't crave honor. What do you mean? But I'm a Talmud Chacham. I want people to honor me. No, because then you're not learning Torah Lishma, says the Batanura. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Yoyse Mili Mutcha Asei. Do more than you're learning. Like we learned earlier in the Mishnah, your Maisim have to be more than you're learning. Learn and carry it out. V'altis Ave, and don't have a taiva, don't have a desire, L'shulchanam Shel Malachim, for the table of kings, meaning to be wealthy. Shel Shulchancha, because your table, Gadol Mishulchanam, is greater than their table. V'kisrucha Gadol Mikisram, and your crown is greater than their crown. The Medrash Shmuel says your table in Olam Haba is greater than their table. And your crown down here in this world is greater than their crown. The Neman hu Bal Melachtecha. And you can trust the one you work for, Hashem. She Yishalem Lecha Schar Pu'ulasecha. He'll pay you your wages. The Meir Shapiro, the great Lublina Rav, he's going around collecting money for yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He wanted it to be a beautiful yeshiva. He wanted the yeshiva Bachrim to be able to learn a regular dormitories. It should be regular plumbing. Things unheard of those days in yeshivas. So he came to one town and this person said, ah, look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, pas b'melech teichel. Just eat bread and salt. And sleep on the floor. V'chai yitzar tichya. And learn Torah. So what do you need such comfort for the yeshiva bachrim? So Meir Shapiro said, no, pshat on the mission is like this. If you yourself, Reb Yid, if you only eat bread and salt and sleep on the floor so you can have a taina, no. They should learn that way also. But you're sleeping in your nice, comfortable bed. So you have no right to say that. The Rebbe Rabbinim used to teach like this. Could be you're in a tough situation. Pas b'melech, but toichel, eat it like a yid, eat it with a geschmack, with a simcha. Could be only have a little bit of water, but tishta, drink it, be thankful you have water. Could be vala aretz. You can only lay down on the floor. But tishan, have betachin, menuchas hanefesh, sleep geshmak. Could be v'chayetzar. For whatever reason, there's a chayetzar. But tichya, live. Put a chias into yourself. And by learning Torah, even the most difficult situations can be converted into lives of bracha.